You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Didn't I call it another salmonella fear? All right, now these little grape tomatoes, you know, these cute little tiny grape tomatoes. Apparently, I think they're yummy because you get to pop. Here's my problem with tomatoes. Okay, I don't like biting into them, and then you spray everybody in your family as you eat. So these real tiny little tomatoes, you could kind of pop the whole thing in your mouth if you have to, but then you're going to cover it real good so when you bite, it doesn't spray. All right, well, anyway, St. Louis-based produce company Front Row Produce is recalling some grape tomatoes that could potentially be contaminated with salmonella. I honestly, do these guys have their act together? Do any of these people have their act together? Where is the FDA and the USDA? And I don't know. Don't ask. Front Row Produce says it's recalling 10-ounce, pint, and 10-pound bulk grape tomatoes supplied by Real Queen Citrus of Mission, Texas. All right. They're going to be the little 10-ounce packages. If you have any questions, call Front Row Produce. Or you can look on the CC website. Oh, sorry about that. I'm coughing. I think I had some tomato. But you know what? Salmonella, you don't cough. You don't cough with salmonella. All right. A lot to talk about today. A lot to talk about. It looks like 60% of adult illegal immigrants in the U.S. have been here for over a decade. 60% have been here for years. We're going to talk about that. Also, it looks like scientists have been able to now make bone scaffolds, the architecture to create new bone using a printer. We're talking a 3D printer, right? Mouse, computer, right? Mouse pad, that kind of printer, that kind of printer. I mean, absolutely amazing stuff. All right. We're also going to talk about these syringes that were found at a Georgia Walmart. Don't ask. I honestly, these people need to keep their drug paraphernalia to themselves. We're going to talk about this little boy who is suing a school that refused to let him in because he has HIV. So as you can see, we got a lot, very, very busy day to talk about on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, please send us your emails at drdahlia.com. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. And don't forget to sign up for the Dr. Dahlia Cruise. Okay. So now Burger King is going to join McDonald's with this whole charging for kids' meal toys. I'm really surprised this is making news, but I don't understand what's going on in San Francisco, and maybe we all just need to kind of look at this and go, huh? All right, so, you know, San Francisco has a ban on fast food giving away toys if their meals aren't less than 600 calories. If your meal is less than 600 calories, you could give away a toy. If not, you can't do it because you're, quote-unquote, manipulating the child. So now Burger King has to charge for the kids' toys, too. All right, now I think they're only going to charge 10 cents as well. Rumor has it they still haven't even figured out what they're going to be doing with the toy proceeds. McDonald's said they're going to use the money from the toy sales to help build a Ronald McDonald House for families of young patients being treated at the new UCSF hospital at Mission Bay. Oh, see, they're smart. They're smart. I got to tell you, all right? You know, San Francisco's trying to give them a hard time, yet now they're going to be loved. People are going to be all lovey-dovey about McDonald's because they are building a Ronald McDonald House at UCSF Hospital. By the way, UCSF Hospital, gorgeous. Gorgeous hospital. The medical facilities in San Francisco are absolutely amazing. So that's cool. McDonald's will be a part of that. Then they get to have their sign all over the place. Smart idea. Very smart idea. And, yeah, 10 cents. Parents are going to do it. They'll pay the extra 10 cents. It's so frustrating. You know, seeing the government and, you know, seeing how the laws are, you know, just zeroing in on. We just talked about the previous hour about Kathleen Sebelius and the website she wants to put up, of course, on the taxpayer dollar, where insurance companies are going to have to go on the website and announce why they're raising premiums if they're going to raise premiums more than 10%. All right. They're going to have to explain why. Right? Now, I'm sure some of them will say Obamacare, but that won't be enough. I'm not sure who is going to decide what they have to say, but this Sebelius website is supposed to be an attempt to embarrass these insurance companies to hopefully not increase their premiums. So that they'll only increase their premiums maybe 9% so they don't have to go on the website. Again, ridiculous. That's not how you fix healthcare. That's not how you control costs. And it just creeps me out that the government is zeroing in on a company saying you can't charge a certain amount. I mean, government infringing on capitalism makes me nervous. Now, I don't play a violin for these insurance companies. You know that. Insurance companies, they pay me $2.42. Patient has to pay a $30 copay, yet patients pay $900 premiums. Where's the premiums going? I'm not getting the money. The patient still has to come out of pocket to pay a copay. What the heck is going on? So, I don't feel sorry for the insurance companies, but I have to, you know, say it like it is and go, wait a second. You're doing this to health insurance companies. Who else have to go on this website? Are you going to make restaurants go on the website? Are you going to make toy products and toy companies go on the website? I mean, when you go after an industry, are you going to eventually go after all industries? It just kind of creeps me out a little bit, right? Just like same concept with the government asking tobacco companies to advertise against themselves on their own cigarette packages. You can't do that. You can't ask a company to advertise against themselves. If a cigarette package supposedly causes death and you want a corpse on the cigarette package, then are you going to also make a car company do that? Because car accidents make corpses. Or are you going to make an alcoholic beverage company put stickers on their bottles of corpses from drunk driving? No, that's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. True, smoking kills. Yes, it does. So does drunk driving. So do car accidents. But they're only zoning in on the tobacco companies and the cigarette packages. Why not cars? Why not? Where does it stop? So government getting involved at this level makes me extremely, extremely nervous. All right. So when we come back, we got some more stories I want to talk about. Please don't go away. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand-cranked headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. So Herman Cain just said tonight that he is going to decide by Monday whether he continues or suspends his campaign for president. The latest allegation, I think, might have been the straw that broke the camel's back. This Atlanta woman who claimed to have had a 13-year affair with him, Miss Georgia White. Now, Cain, for the first time, set Monday as a deadline to determine if his campaign will continue. Now, usually what we've been hearing from Herman Cain is, I'm in it to win it. You know, I'm not going anywhere. So for him to say that he may be making a decision by Monday is probably making a lot of Cain supporters a little nervous because, you know, if he comes back Monday and says, I'm going for this, we're going to do it. All right, that's great. But that's I think after this, with this announcement today, that's 4.5 days, 5 days of people thinking he's giving up. So it's not the most strategic if you're planning on continuing a campaign. All right. You know, people want to know that you're not going to falter. Okay, if these allegations are false, all right, then somebody running for president should look at this, and that, which is kind of what he has been doing the whole time, saying this is ridiculous. I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna stray from my course. I'm gonna continue down the line. You know, that's, this is what we're doing. Just like, you know, Bill Clinton. I mean, Bill Clinton didn't falter. He my hunch is he's probably going to bow out. It's a shame. I like the guy. I know him personally. Very intelligent man. What was kind of interesting was while on MSNBC, Ginger White had confirmed Kane's had discussed the affair and stressed that the relationship was sexual. Now, when Herman Cain was asked about this, of course, he denied it. He said they were friends. He also said that he had made some financial contributions to Miss Ginger White because she had some financial issues and helped. But when one of the reporters asked, "Did the wife know? Did your wife Gloria know Ginger?" Well, no. You know, and she being a family friend, that was concerning. And did Gloria know about the financial support? And he had said no. So, he has said publicly that he is going to allow the family to decide if he's going to continue. But, it's a shame because we saw him just skyrocket to the top of the polls. It's been a very, very interesting primary Republican race. Very, very interesting. You know, all along we're watching the debates and we're originally thinking it's Mitt Romney and Rick Perry. And, you know, they're kind of going back and forth, and they put Herman Cain off to the side and laterally Newt Gingrich. And then every now and then Newt says something, and you're like, you know, you turn your head going, "Oh, that was pretty intelligent." Right? And you heard Herman Cain say something like, "I like what he has to say." And so a lot of focus has been lateral and not who has been front stage, Romney and Perry. Perry starts to falter. Herman Cain comes in, skyrockets to the top, and then this happens. And now Newt has just, I guess the analogy they've used is he's driven his motorcycle right through traffic and now has, appears to be the lead in the polls. But, you know, one thing we've learned with any of these presidential races, like with Giuliani heading the polls, et cetera, is until it's ballot time, it could go any way. So we'll see what happens. It's very, very interesting. It kind of saddens, I think, a lot of us to see what happened to the Herman Cain campaign. It's a shame if these allegations are true. If they're true, it's a shame. It's a real shame. But I guess, you know, the campaign could only take so much. Okay, so let's see. In medical news, let's talk about this 3D printer. This is some cool stuff, okay? Engineers have used a 3D printer to make bone-like material, right, that can be used as a scaffold that you could put new cells on to grow new bone, all right? They say it dissolves with no apparent ill effects. So what happens is you put the new cells on the scaffold, and then it dissolves on itself, kind of like those dissolvable stitches. Researchers say doctors should be able to use the process to custom order replacement bone tissue in a few years' time. Professor Susmita Bose helped carry out the work at Washington State University and co-authored this report. They said you could use bone-like ceramic powder as a feed material, and it can make whatever you draw on the computer. It is most suitable for low load bearing applications. However, what we are trying to develop is the controlled degradation of these scaffolds, whereas the scaffold dissolves in the body, the bone tissue grows over it. That's cool. Amazing how computers, you know, as a medical student, the computer age was starting to boom. Okay, we didn't have internet. I think there was the start of Netscape at the time. You use computers for word processing, et cetera, but not to the degree. I was thinking, well, I'm a doctor. I'm not going to have to worry about computers. Hopefully I can have the computer savvy people do that. I see the patients, computer savvy people, but no, computers and medicine are merging. We are using computers to build bone. The bioengineering, remember we were talking about computer software yesterday? We were talking about jobs and what jobs are still out there in this crappy recession and what type of jobs are going to be there in the future. This whole biotech mix, I think, will always be forefront in terms of there being jobs available because, I mean, technology just goes on, and mixing it with the biology, I think it's a fascinating concept, something that's too smart for my blood, but it's brilliant. Okay, so anyway, tests. What did they do? Let me see here. They used The breakthrough came when they discovered a way to double the strength of the main ceramic powder, calcium phosphate, by adding silica and zinc oxide. To create the scaffold shapes, they customized a printer which had originally been designed to make three-dimensional metal objects. It sprayed a plastic binder over the loose powder in layers half as thick as the width of human hair. The process was repeated layer by layer until completed, at which point the scaffold was dried, cleaned, and then baked for 2 hours. Tests carried on immature fetal bone cells in the laboratory found the new bone cells easily started growing over the scaffold within the first week of it being attached. They liked it. They liked it a lot. The team say they also have promising results involving live rabbits and rats. They envision that in 10 to 20 years down the line, physicians and surgeons should be able to use these bone scaffolds along with some bone growth factors, whether it's for jaw bone fixation, spinal fusion, etc. Now, it's not the first time this has been used. All right, this is being reported by BBC. Apparently, earlier this year, a surgical trainee at Scotland's Monklands Hospital detailed a technique to produce bone replicas. Yeah, I remember that. They suggested using a CAT scanner to produce images of damaged bones. Then they fed the data to the 3D printer to create a model to help doctors plan their surgery. The process cost about a tenth of traditional techniques. This is cool stuff. I just dig the whole computer thing. I just wish I knew more about computers. I still don't get it. I don't get how I could look at an article, email it to a friend, download it and read it all at the same time while sharing on Facebook. I don't know how I am able to do that within seconds. It absolutely blows my mind. Just blows my mind. Also in the news today, Judy Lewis was the daughter of Clark Gable and Loretta Young. She actually passed today. This was a child that I believe Clark Gable only met once when she was 15 years old, and she talked about that meeting in one of her memoirs she had written in 1994. But, I mean, she had two amazingly handsome parents. Judy Lewis was a psychotherapist and former actress, wrote a book about her complicated heritage as the illegitimate daughter of Hollywood legends Loretta Young and Clark Gable. She died at age 76. It was a very, very interesting story about how, you know, she was born in November 6, 1935. And, you know, mom, of course, had to hide the fact that she was pregnant. I believe mom left, went to Europe, came back to give birth. I believe had to go to an orphanage. I mean, just fascinating story. But, you know, you look at her and you see Clark Gable's jawline. You see the mom. It's absolutely amazing. Just amazing. So may she rest in peace. Okay, we're going to be coming back from break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about some more medical headlines, and I want to talk about these little teenager goes to a Georgia Walmart, gets some pajamas. Mom has her, try them on, I believe, at home, and she sticks herself with a needle, hypodermic needle that appears to have been used. Also going to be talk about a Viagra supplement that is being recalled. Lots of news coming up. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. I got to tell you, the western United States was hit really, really hard with this last storm. California, of course, got the most. I think L.A. County, declared a state of emergency. L.A. County, I mean, it was bad. Of course, the Dr. Dahlia studios are in Las Vegas, Nevada. We were kind of worried over the last couple days. It's kind of dying down now. But for those of you in the southwest United States, you know what I'm talking about. It was extreme wind, extremely messy, and I just hope that nobody got hurt. We had gusts of wind almost 70 miles an hour. We got some snow. I mean, here in Vegas, I woke up this morning, and there were little flurries of snow. I mean, it was absolutely beautiful. Now we're just going to freeze. I think we're going to get down into the low 20s, but there won't be any precipitation because it's the desert, and we won't get any snow, and we're going to have a brown Christmas, and But it's been kind of a little bit of a whirlwind, you know. Huge whirlwind at Florida A&M University. Four students have been kicked out of Florida A&M University as connected to the death of Robert Champion, a 26-year-old band member who was hazed after a football game. We had kind of talked about earlier today in the show how the 911 tapes were released and it kind of revealed some of the panic that was going on and people trying to resuscitate him, that he had vomited and you need to clear the vomit and lie him on his side. And we were kind of going through that. And I'm not sure how much resuscitation he got. I'm not sure if any of the kids were freaked out and didn't want to put their mouth on his. I don't know how far they got. The connection was dropped, but it was just, it's really frightening that somebody got to that point where he died. It sounds like an alcohol intoxication, and we had discussed hazing in great lengths on today's show, the different types, like the beatings and the leaving you abandoned in the woods. We talked about how some people died back in the 1800s. One little boy, 1905, died. He was 13 years old because when he was hazed, they put ice down his clothes, made him hold it, you know, in his, you know, next to his body, of course, until it melted, and he ended up getting pneumonia and died. So there's been multiple deaths of kids. I guess a law student in the 90s was mauled and beaten to death during a hazing, and these things are ridiculous. There's a pinning technique that they do where the senior comes up to the freshman and puts a pin into his skin, and it could puncture his lung. You know, so we were talking about some of these emergency room admissions where these kids are coming in with burns. Some of the burns they get is because they have to drink alcohol, and then they light the alcohol with fire. So they're having burns on their tongue, their lips, their mouth, their esophagus. Stupid stuff. Getting beaten up. One kid that was hazed was slammed against a wall, cracked his skull, and died. I mean, these are horrible, horrible cases. But nobody knows. The parents don't know this is happening. Now, another child came forward today in the news, little freshman who had been hazed as well, and she said she woke up almost paralyzed one day after her beating. She has been beaten three times. When they asked her, why would you do this? She's like, well, if you don't, you know, get accepted, people are going to think you're lame. You know, the peer pressure is making are making kids do this. I mean, I remember, you know, when my brother was even thinking about a fraternity, and I believe he did. Actually, he did. My brother did go into a fraternity. I remember my parents were starting to freak out about the rushing, but it and the hazing. But it looked like it was mild. And I've heard of some horror stories, but I don't think it got that bad. I think the time when I was in college, they were really watching it. They were really cracking down. Well, I think the reason why they were cracking down is that 1991 student died. So I was going to school in the early 90s, and I think just the police and the school police were all over the place. But it's really frightening. You need to know what your students are doing. You need to know. I mean, most of us parents, I can't believe how naive I was. I didn't realize there was hazing with band. You know, I mean, I thought, all right, if my kid's going off to college and he's going to be in the band, the last thing I have to worry about is a fraternity-type hazing because it's the band. But I guess they do it there, too. I guess any group, you know, schools, prep schools, seniors do it to freshmen. It could just be regular high school. This hazing could happen. It doesn't have to just be fraternity. So watch what your kids and grandkids are doing. Just crazy stuff. Now, a study came out today saying U.S. teens are not eating enough fruits and vegetables. Well, duh. Really? I mean, can we come up with any more boring stories? But it's true. These kids are barely getting 1.2 times a day of vegetables and fruit that they need. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because, you know, we talk about our kids and, you know, not knowing what they're doing. We also got to look at what they're eating. We think they're kids, they're practical adults, they're the size of adults, we don't have to watch them. We still do. All right, teenagers, some of them, aren't the sharpest tool in the shed. All right, and some are smart, but most I don't think are. Right. Apparently, they say the results of this study that the CDC has sent says the majority of U.S. teens are not meeting their current daily fruit and vegetable recommendations, which for adolescents who do less than 30 minutes of exercise a day are 1.5 cups of fruit and 2.5 cups of vegetables for girls, 2 cups of fruit and 3 cups of vegetables for boys. Okay, so that's 5 servings a day. Okay, for teens who do more than 30 minutes of exercise again, they are recommended even higher. More now, 1 cup is like an apple, 8 strawberries, 12 baby carrots, 1 large tomato. I see what my kids do. They eat 1 baby carrot. That's it. That's their vegetable, 1 baby carrot. That's not enough. 12 baby carrots equal a cup. 12 baby carrots. So we got to get on our kids. We got to make sure they're eating healthy. We got to make sure they're sleeping well. We talk about this all the time, okay? Now, for those of us that love shopping, it looks like we need to reach or we need to look before we reach, all right? At least two people have been hurt after four syringes were found in bras, kids' pajamas, and other clothing at a Walmart store in Georgia. Little 14-year-old girl Courtney Worthington was jabbed with a syringe while she tried on some pajamas her mom bought from the Catonsville Walmart store. She said, "I felt something stick me in the finger, and I was like, what is that? That was unbelievable. Who would ever think of doing this? Like crazy," she read that, quote, unquote. I was quoting her. That's not the way I talk. A few days later, another patient had to be tested for AIDS and hepatitis after she was stuck by a syringe while opening a packet of bras at the same store. So, I mean, I think it's obviously a woman, you know, because you don't usually see men in the bra section. So somebody decided to hide their drug paraphernalia in packages. I mean, I'm sure they'll be able to go back, look at the surveillance videos and the security videos to look back. But, you know, this is some dangerous stuff. A syringe was also found in the pocket of some pants in the store, then another in a pair of socks. Walmart said there were no reports of syringes being found in its other stores and promised to investigate. They said if any of our customers were harmed, we will gladly pay for any valid medical expenses, spokeswoman Deanna G said. Crazy. I don't know why this whoever felt the need to hide their – maybe these drug users don't know where to put their syringes. Maybe they don't. You know, I heard 30 tons of garbage and rubbish and debris was removed from the L.A. Occupy protest. 30 tons of garbage they left. And remember, New York, some of the rubbish had the syringes and drug paraphernalia. I mean, this is dangerous. Your kid, you know, tries on a pair of pajamas and gets stuck by a needle. These are are these people doping up in the middle of the store? What are they doing? And, yes, I mean, you could get AIDS, you could get hepatitis. If, God forbid, you're ever stuck by anything, get tested for AIDS, get tested for hepatitis, but you got to get tested 6 months later because it could take a while for you to seroconvert. I recommend it 6 months and a year later. All right? Also, throw a syphilis test on there, too, because that could also be passed through the blood. But it's dangerous, dangerous stuff. So I guess look before you open the package. It's just, I mean, that could be anywhere. I mean, it looks like it's just isolated to this one store for now. But, I mean, maybe shake everything. Maybe shake everything before you put in your, I don't know. I don't know. I was surprised about the bra issue because usually when you go to Walmart or any of these stores, the bras are hanging on the little, hangers. They're not in, I forgot, there's the boxed bras. I got one of those 18-hour Playtex bulletproof bras. Boy, they're comfy. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't woman to live care?
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Guys, it doesn't get better than this. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. We are now well into December, which means it's Christmas time. I cannot wait. Ooh, Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. I cannot wait. Again, story after story that's been coming up in the medical news is, you know, how to avoid getting the coughs and the colds. And they all kind of still say the same thing. You know, I keep bringing up, get the warm showers going in the mist, make sure you, increase your sleep. Well, another source here, this was reported in Fox News, said don't forget your vitamin D. Make sure your vitamin D levels are checked, because D levels can also, you know, make you a little bit more vulnerable. Don't forget to wash your hands. They say if you feel a sneeze coming on, don't forget to cover up, you know, and not spread the germs. We all know about that. Of course, eat plenty of fresh organic leafy vegetables like kale, chard, and broccoli, gross, and cruciferous vegetables like cauliflower, radishes, and cabbage. They say a cauliflower a day keeps the doctor away. Ugh, I'd rather see the doctor. All right, because, of course, of vitamin C. They say increase, wait a second, this is interesting. This site says increase your intake of fermented foods like sauerkraut, miso, and sugar-free strain Greek yogurt by boosting your overall wellness. I don't know about the fermented foods. We did a study about pickling and that, you know, the fermented foods in the colon. I don't know if I'd want to say that. Although, you know, I'm sure, you know, you eat something like that, nothing's going to live in the gut around there. Oh, we talked about neti pots. Neti pots to flush out the sinuses is very important. One suggested making a nutritious vegetable broth with shiitake mushrooms, miso paste, onions, garlic, turmeric, cayenne pepper, and olive oil. Sounds good, but no. And then, of course, drink plenty of fluids. You need to flush yourself out. Another thing on the news today, they were talking about yoga, how yoga may ease insomnia, may ease menopause. This study is reported in the journal Menopause. Oh, that's got to be a grumpy journal. What are they saying? They say the yoga sessions include a variety of stretching positions and Tibetan techniques used for strong and fast breathing. After 4 months, women in the yoga group reported fewer menopause problems than those who did nothing. Now, of course, with menopause, for any of you that have experienced it or watch your lady go through it, hot flashes, night sweats, irritability, you can't sleep, you gain weight, you're anxious, everything ticks you off. I'm not a happy person when my estrogen drops. But, of course, you could also get heart disease, stroke, breast cancer. I mean, there's lots of issues. So, you know, they have been bringing up issues like, you know, like if you can't take estrogen because you're at high risk for breast cancer, they said, well, why don't you try black cohosh or soy? Well, some other homeopathic treatments they use for menopause is evening primrose oil, ginseng, kava, licorice, sage. But none of these, there hasn't been any studies saying it works. So now they're saying, well, why don't we try yoga? I think yoga is great. I think yoga is wonderful. I think yoga, acupuncture, massage therapy, why not? It can't hurt. You're not putting a supplement into your body. You're not putting something that's not watched that could have, you know, kooky stuff. Remember in the news a few days ago, I guess these craisins, cranberry raisins, had metal fragments in them. I mean, you're not going to get that kind of stuff when you, you know, do yoga. I think it's very safe. I think it's great exercise if it helps you sleep. Because here's the thing, a lot of menopause is lack of sleep. You get some good sleep, that also helps some of the menopause symptoms. So, look, I'm a huge fan. Go for it. Go for it. Also, medical news today, they were talking about how afternoon vaccinations may be better for your child than in the morning. They say if you give your child a vaccine, this is from the University of California, San Francisco, and you do the vaccine after 1:30 p.m., the little babies are likely to sleep for a long period of time. When they're asleep, their immune system works, and they seem to do better and absorb the vaccine better, and then start producing antibodies. Now, honestly, I don't know if there's much of a difference between 11:30 in the afternoon and 1:30. I don't know if the pediatricians are going to like this because, you know, if everybody tries to come in the afternoon, right, it's much easier for the morning to be busier than the afternoon for doctors. But I don't know. Researchers looked at 70 infants. They found that the children getting their vaccines in the morning were probably more irritated, and they did better getting them in the afternoon. I don't know. It's a thought. All right, let's see what's going on with this. 60% of adult immigrants in the U.S. have been here for over 10 years, all right, and nearly half have minor children. The analysis is based on data from the March 2010 Current Population Survey and the Pew Hispanic Center's 2010 National Survey. It was released today. All right, currently about 35% of illegal immigrant adults have been in the U.S. for 15 years or more. In 2000, only 16% have been in the country. All right. An additional 28% have been in the country for 10 to 14 years, a percentage that hasn't changed since 2002. Meanwhile, the percentage of illegal immigrants who have lived in the country fewer than 5 years dropped. Okay. Now, dropped to 15%. According to the report, the increased duration of the unauthorized immigrants that have been here longer, over 10 years, let me backtrack. They said the increased duration of unauthorized immigrants to the country reflects a surge of illegal immigration in the late 1900s and early 2000s. Yet, this has slowed down because, of course, the U.S. economy, and now they're increasing border enforcement. They said relatively few of those who have been in the United States for a long time are now returning to their home countries. There are about 10 million unauthorized living adults in the country, an additional 1 million children under the age of 18. I mean, it's a growing problem. You know, I've been watching the debates, you know, pretty closely. And you know, everybody has these ideas. And I'm really frustrated because we're watching, you know, politicians trying to get elected. You know, trying to get elected and actually doing what you're supposed to do are two different things. You know, one of my policeman patients, we had been discussing, I think, Sheriff Joe in Arizona. And we were talking about, you know, sheriffs, et cetera. And one of my policeman patients said, a good sheriff would only be a one-term sheriff. Because a good sheriff doesn't care about, you know, I mean, a good sheriff would do what he needs to do. But it would probably go against public opinion. Now, I don't know if I believe that, but, you know, if you kind of think about it, remember, politicians are trying to get elected. All right. Being electable, yet instituting the ideas that need to be done are two different things. You know, that's why, you know, we have term limits and, you know, sometimes some of the best legislation has been done, you know, in that second term. But then also there's been a lot of abuse of, you know, power, too. And that's a whole other story. But I don't want to go on off on a political tangent. But 60% of Americans or 60% of illegal immigrants have been here 10, 15 years. Pretty striking. Another thing we talked about today was a gentleman on an American Airlines flight had died mid-flight. He had flown in from Barcelona to New York and ate a meal and then took a connecting flight from JFK to Miami. Now, he had a heart attack on the flight from JFK to Miami. It was, you know, very sad, and family was upset. But the family decided to point their anger at American Airlines and the food company, Sky Chefs. They said he was given food that poisoned him. All right, now, food poisoning usually doesn't kick in that quickly. We talked about food poisoning many times on this show. You know, we're talking about a six-hour difference with this one poor gentleman. But usually food poisoning kicks in, you know, 24, 48 hours, maybe 12 hours at the quickest. Some of us with real quick gut transits. Because remember, when you get food poisoning, the acid in your stomach, usually, the alcohol will probably too, but the acid in your stomach will usually kill off the bacteria. If you take something that has, let's say, some salmonella, et cetera, usually the stomach acid, that's why you have stomach acid. It is designed to kill bacteria. Your saliva, lots of things in your body are designed to prevent the bacteria, because many foods have bacteria on it. However, some that sneak through, or if you're more vulnerable, then the salmonella can grow, release toxins, etc. But that takes time. That takes time. Now, the other thing the family is suing the airline for is saying that the staff should have seen that he looked ill at JFK Airport and not allowed him on the plane. Look, no one's going to be your mommy. No one's going to be your doctor on these flights. Apparently, he, during the layover, had stomach issues and was pale. If that ever happens, get them to a doctor. Don't go on another flight, because unfortunately, he went on the plane and died, and he could have been taken care of. All right, guys, great show. I can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe. Dr. Dahlia out.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.